I'm Dodd Morris for Mission Network News. Thousands of families are being separated while trying to enter the United States for asylum. Bethany Christian Services, Dana Anderson.
This past few months, what we have seen is the Department of Homeland Security has put in what's called deterrent measures to try to stop the flow of people coming in and asking for help. And what this means is that 100% of children and families that come across as a family unit are being separated.
According to the United Nations definition, this separation is not only traumatizing children, but is torturing them. Anderson says Bethany is following the call of the gospel to take care of these children by finding foster homes and reuniting families. Please pray and speak up for these families and learn more at missionnews.org. And Bangladesh, the third largest Muslim-dominant nation, is only the size of Iowa in the Midwest United States. But this small country is brimming with people who want to share the gospel. FMI's Bruce Allen, who was in the country for a field visit, recalls.
I'm pleased to see how they can come up with some creative solutions to still minister to the body of Christ while treating the wider community with gentleness and respect, as 1 Peter 3:15 would tell us. And the ability of the pastors to network because they have gotten to know each other through the conferences and have relationships with each other and get ministry done in creative ways.
And you can help FMI partners in Bangladesh creatively share the gospel through praying and giving. We'll help you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.